And it's another episode of the Revengerous podcast of stuff on this beautiful, gorgeous day. We are recording out here in the park of Parktown, USA. Fresh Vic Penicillin, along with Dr. Tasty.
This is not a new podcast.
Dirk Kirsch.
Hi.
Commodore Bob.
I think that's a gopher over there.
And Southside Santa.
Man, I love joggers. This is a great idea coming to the park. They're all running. Yeah.
What's the point of that? Running.
To get there faster.
I'm not trying to kill them.
Not yet. It'll give you a few minutes, right?
I don't need to kill everyone.
I know you don't need to.
Just criminals.
You accidentally do.
Just criminals.
Criminals?
Well,
where?
That and lazy people that don't get out of his way.
Well, actually...
that guy.
It's funny you mention that. There was a crime that took place a while back, but it turned out to be okay because the person who was attacked was an awesome. You guys love stories about awesomes, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're like about me...
Chesterfield Police, I don't know where that is. I guess that's a town that makes cigarettes. Chesterfield Police say a man was shot in the face and neck by his own brother. Police say a 23-year-old man living in a mobile home had a severe showdown. His brother shot him in the face in their home, but after they took him to the hospital, he spit the bullet out. He just spit it out. Actually, he spit it up through his nose, and, yeah, he's fine. He was wounded, and I think they had to, you know, probably patch him up a little bit, but he was fine. He's alive, because he's an awesome, and he can just spit bullets back out at you.
Did he, like, pinch his one nostril?
Yeah, like, you, like if you got a loogie, like, you gotta close off one.
Yeah, like, he closed off the one and, like, shot it at him.
That sounds like something's wrong with his body, where he, instead of producing mucus, he produces bullets.
Yeah.
What? Let's not rockets.
That some people also bullets. Do that like spaghetti trick where it goes in their nose and out their mouth and they can go back and forth with it.
Is that how you? I think that's how you clean it out every morning, right? Your big schnoz.
Yeah, I mean, not with spaghetti; it's barbed wire. But you guys aren't watching when I do that, right?
I've seen it. It's pretty horrifying.
I'd rather not watch.
I mean, it really helps with the deep sinus issues.
Well, I don't know if I would ever want to witness what happened here, but it's pretty neat that certain people are in, they're not totally invulnerable, but they're invulnerable enough that they can just spit out bullets. So, kids, just to see if you are an awesome, you can try that at home. You can spit the bullets out. It's fine.
There, ducky, ducky.
Just try it at home. See if you can spit the bullets out.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't say what caliber, does it?
Oh, no, it doesn't. Let's just make one up.
57.
It was a 57 caliber bullet.
I could shoot lasers out of my mouth. Watch.
See? And that's why people run.
You killed that meter maid.
Imagine if we put a disco ball in front of that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great. Except it would kill everybody. And probably melt a disco ball, which I'm fine with.
I can adjust my lasers to not kill people.
I should use my laser beam eyes more.
You have laser beam eyes?
Yeah, I don't use them very often. I'm gonna pledge to use my laser beam eyes more.
Why don't you just shoot that pigeon?
Okay. I don't like pigeons anyways.
Poison them in a park.
Catches fire. Yeah.
Feathers just flew everywhere.
Flying rat.
what's the difference between a laser and a laser?
One's the correct pronunciation and the other is wrong.
I don't know. That guy from American Gladiators was named Laser.
Yeah, well, that was a name. That's a proper noun. That's different.
Well, my lasers are proper.
It's like when you chase someone that's pronounced Chase, but someone who is named that, it's pronounced Chaze. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Well, these are like low-level powers that almost everybody has. Lasers and being able to spit up bullets. I mean, everybody can pretty much spit up a bullet, right?
Yeah. That's like,
well,
noob stuff.
For those that are pussy enough to actually let the bullet penetrate them.
Yeah, that's true. I've never even seen a bullet get anywhere near Commodore Bob.
Especially not his face.
Yeah.
It's the ballistic gel fat suit. It works all the time.
Well, we've talked before about... the awesome creatures known as bears, right?
Bears.
bears.
They're pretty cool. This particular bear was so awesome and invulnerable. He crashed through a couple's skylight in Alaska. I guess he was up there doing some kind of spy craft. And they were getting ready to celebrate their child's birthday. This 180-pound black bear just unexpectedly fell into their home, and everybody fled the room, and then he proceeded to feast on all their cupcakes. So,
how old was the kid?
Just as planned.
Doesn't say how old. Let's make something up. So, like, 57.
That's about right.
57 years old.
Right.
That sounds about right.
Glenn Merrill told the newspaper in Alaska. I'm very surprised that they have newspapers in Alaska. I was literally in the room, and I heard this cracking. And then the next thing you know, there's this bear that, I mean, literally fell from the skylight. It was like 1 meter away from me. Literally. He says literally so many times.
Meter?
Well, it's Alaska, so they're basically Canadian, right?
Goddamn communists.
Yeah.
Metric system.
Imperial system for life.
It was an infant son, by the way. It says they had an infant son. And luckily he ate the cupcakes and not the infant. Except it's an Alaskan kid, so...
He probably wrestled the bear.
Yeah.
Kid's gonna grow up and be Davy Crockett.
I don't think Davy Crockett ever wrestled a bear.
He just killed him a bar.
He was only three.
Was three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wasn't an infant. He was toddling around. But they claim in the story that afterwards authorities destroyed the bear. But I think that's a cover-up because, as you know, bears can't be destroyed. Bears can be neither created nor destroyed.
Yeah, it's a fundamental law of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a finite amount of bears.
Why did they use the word destroy, though? Did they, like, did they use a rocket-propelled grenade launcher? I don't know.
They probably crumpled them up and threw them away.
Yeah. Or they used, like, earth-moving equipment.
Mm-hmm. Laser saws.
Anti-bear missiles.
Yeah, I think he was just upset he couldn't find any picnic baskets.
Surface to bear missile.
Well, you know, the only way to handle a bear is to put it in an anti-bear containment zone.
I believe that's called Russia. You just put them in Russia and let them deal with it.
I know, most of the time they transport them in a bear craft carrier.
Nice.
What, I'm serious.
Well, do you guys have a protocol in the lab? Do we have a protocol for if a bear were to somehow... We don't have any skylights, but if a bear were to somehow get in the base...
Bears are working for us all the time.
Really?
Yeah. You just put on the bear helmet.
Is that another mode of transportation that we can use? Like, six bears pulling a chariot? Because I'll totally
no, I know I shouldn't have told you. No, there are no bears anywhere.
Huh. I didn't really know that.
None of them are wearing helmets that control their brainwaves. None of them.
Hmm. That's good to know.
Good. I'm glad. But remember that we have Harbjar. He knows animals.
Oh, yeah. He knows a couple.
Also, think about this bear, right? He was hanging out on a skylight,
mm-hmm.
and then
scoping
he fell through the window
yeah.
because he just accidentally was too awesome for the window to, you know, contain him.
Well, windows are lame.
Yeah. Fair enough. And then... the government released, oh, he was destroyed for being a bear. No, he was destroyed for spying on them.
True. What if he's some kind of, like, foreign bear?
Right, or terrorist?
Yeah, who knows what sort of government secrets these people were keeping.
Yeah, I mean, just because it just happened that, oh, we had a baby, you know.
Yeah, why is a bear going to climb all the way up to the roof of a building if they don't know what's in there?
My question is, what was in those cupcakes? Because the bear ate the cupcakes, and if the bear is a spy, and obviously there was something in those cupcakes that the organization that the bear desired, and he was trying to use it for transport, so they probably extracted what was ever in the cupcakes.
Well, maybe they were similar to Commodore Bob's mind control cupcakes.
Those are delicious.
Mm. I've been eating them for years, and... I don't remember any problems.
Every time I eat one of those things, I get weird signals going into my neural processing energies.
Yeah, he gives one to me every time I start yelling about something, and then I get sleepy and don't remember what I was yelling about.
You ever notice when the lights kind of flicker?
Yeah, I just assumed that Dr. Tacy was, like, doing some kind of power move.
Well, that sometimes happens, too, but, like, most of the time, well, like, maybe, I don't know, 17/16 of the time, the generator kicks over, and the way it's harnessed is, you know how, okay, I got the idea one time when I went to a circus, and I saw a guy riding a little motorcycle in one of those balls, those cage balls.
Sure.
So I thought, why not have a bear?
Because there were bears at the circus, too, yeah.
Yeah. So I thought, well, what if we cover it with aluminum foil and, you know, helium on the inside, static electricity, power.
That's adorable.
Boom, baby.
Well, another inventor in France is aiming to create the world's largest fart machine. Colin Furze, that's his name, he's actually a British guy, is creating a valveless engine housed in a specially constructed pair of buttocks. His ultimate goal is to place it on top of the cliffs of Dover and aim it across the channel towards France. That's what he wants to do. Basically, just make the French listen and smell his artificial farts all day long. It actually looks like a jet engine. It's so big. It's pretty great.
So he wants to fart in their general direction?
Yeah, pretty much.
Faster.
Do they also... Is the machine set up beside a burrito stand?
If not, it's a horrible mistake.
You could end up helping yourself out.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering when this is going to contribute to global warming.
Is it using methane to fuel it?
I mean, it would have to be their farts, right? Dirkirsch, what would you do if you guys were making this, what would you do?
Oh, I wouldn't make this. This is stupid.
We finally found the limit.
Bullshit.
Finally crossed the line. Too stupid for the Revengerists.
Well, like, if it were handheld, yeah, that's understandable. But like a giant cannon shooting it at France?
Well, he wants to troll the whole country, right?
At best, that's going to control, like, a very small portion of the coastline.
Yeah, sound doesn't travel that far.
I mean, would the people of France even notice if the smell of farts mingling with the horrible smell of France?
Is this guy a scientist or, like, more of a sociologist or something? Like,
just as an inventor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a guy who just loves farts. He just wants to... He really hates France, really loves farts, or both.
Now, I wonder if this machine can make music, like hit notes.
Sure it
does. If that's the case, I wonder if it can hit a whole new low with the brown note.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's fueled by the musical fruit. And the more more of that energy, more of that fuel that you put into it, the more it toots. That's how it works. That's basically... on his grant proposal. That's what he wrote.
You know, this design he has here looks a lot like the V1 rockets the Nazis used. So maybe this is like some whole nother Nazi plot against France.
He might be a neo-Nazi, and they've decided to take it to the level of just farting all over the French instead of... They decided in a new era, we're just going to fart on people.
I don't think a neo-Nazi would be that effective because it's just one guy that knows a lot of martial arts. And we're not even in the Matrix, so... I don't... What's funny?
So, Commodore Bob, you mentioned music relating to that last article. Well, a recent scientist... A scientist!
Science!
Was ejected from a classical music concert for trying to crowd surf.
Oh, what's the problem with that?
I mean, wait, was this you?
Was he just studying crowd surfing?
No, I think he was just there to enjoy the
being an asshole.
The Old Vic concert that was going on, and the music director, I guess Tom Morris, invited the audience to bring their drinks out, that, you know, and then to clap and whoop, and not to shush people because they're trying to change classical music. They're trying to like make it more hip and like modern.
Less stodgy.
Yeah, less stodgy.
Formal.
Right. Because once you hear that, Connor Bob, how did you describe Mozart before?
Like a clusterfuck of flowers.
Instead of just that, You know, they're going to bring the cannons back into it. That's what they're going to do. And this...
The good old Pachelbel.
This guy, decided he was a little enthusiastic. He maybe had a few too many. He tried to, start crowd surfing during the Hallelujah Chorus. And apparently that was too far. You know, they can't...
Well, it's a safety issue for sure.
Well, I don't think that anyone was expecting that, so... The audience members themselves, they did pick him up, but then they threw him out of the building, out of the arena.
Collectively, all on the tops of themselves, they just handed him off to the person behind them.
Right.
And they moved him as a crowd out of the building.
Apparently, this is the first incident since the 18th century, when that was more common back then.
Well, yeah, listomania affects people in different ways.
The next time... People who are there say they want to have clearer guidelines on what they can and can't do, because that's a little confusing. You know, you're all dressed to the nines and you're, you know, top hat and tails.
And somebody starts trying to slam dance against you?
It's a Beethoven beatdown.
Well, maybe you should.
Last time I went to the opera, I went to open up the door to the coat room and a bunch of people fell out.
Is that one man with three beards or three men with one beard?
I mean, I can understand, though, once they get that... Once the string section really gets going and then there's a nice, like, harp solo, you're going to want to, like, tear shit up. It gets a little crazy, right?
Yeah, it's a little boring until the timpanis kick in.
It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Then it's more fun.
Then it's a party.
That's when you can start crafting.
Hey, I have a loaf of bread here in my coat. It's a little stale. We could feed those ducks.
Why do you have a loaf of bread?
Why wouldn't I have a loaf of bread?
I don't know.
I mean, it's been in here for a while. I kind of forgot I had it.
They're just ducks, right? They'll eat damn near anything.
Just like Dr. Tasty.
If it's edible, and if it's not edible, then I'll eat it.
I mean, I don't think there's a single type of food that you won't eat.
I saw him eat a school bus once because he thought it was a tube of cookie dough.
Yeah, except raisins.
What?
Raisins.
Yeah, they're good. They're good
no,
for
they're
you.
They're not.
What?
What are you like talking about?
It's nature's candy.
They are the most vile thing in the universe.
What?
Absolutely vile. You take a perfectly good grape and you shrivel it into a disgusting booger.
Yeah, you put it on a windowsill for a few weeks.
That or throw it in a cold pool.
Mm.
It's like eating something that wants to be something else. It's stupid. But that's not the point here. Point is that there are people out there that think raisins are good, and they like to put them in things.
Like their mouths?
And one of the bigger sins in cooking...
Dr. Tasty, may I interrupt you for a second?
No.
What's your opinion on prunes?
Prunes.
Yeah, it's like a really big raisin.
Oh, like a mega raisin.
Yeah.
That's what he calls prunes.
Yeah, those are gross. But I didn't know they had a different name. I just thought they were just abnormally large raisins.
What about craisins?
Craisins are great.
Because they're crazy.
They're little dried up cranberries. They're great. They taste wonderful, and you can put them in anything, even salad.
What about dried bananas? Like those banana chips?
Oh, those are cool. You can put them in your pocket, and they won't get all like mashed
so
up.
So it's specifically raisin.
Apricots.
Well, beef jerky.
You're a beef jerky.
Meat raisin.
Meat raisin.
All right, this is getting out of hand.
That's what Dekirsch calls his balls.
You can't play basketball with those. Anyway, so one of the biggest sins in baking is putting raisins in stuff, especially cookies, which are probably one of my favorite things to eat that other people make for or not for me. But they put raisins in it. They put raisins in a perfectly good chocolate chip or oatmeal cookie or like a loaf of bread or anything under the sun.
You're telling me, yeah, they're sun made. They leave them in the sun. You're telling me you don't like a good oatmeal raisin cookie?
That good the words good and raisin do not go together.
So if we make oatmeal raisin cookies and make a big plate of them, that's the one thing that we're guaranteed you're not going to eat in this base.
Yeah, but there's definitely a 100% guarantee that I will be offended and do something really bad.
No, we don't care about that. But we'll have our cookies.
You're going to do that no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, we put up with your bullshit all the time.
So if you guys, in your food science department, if we worked out, like, the perfect recipe for oatmeal raisin cookies, we could enjoy a big plate of cookies and know for once that as soon as Dr. Tasty smelled them, he's not going to appear and absorb them into his stomach. It's kind of weird.
I'll just blow them up. They're heretics in the pastry world, and you just said a logical fallacy, which was perfectly good oatmeal raisin cookies. That's not a thing. I'm sorry, but you're wrong.
It's not a true. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna blow up all the oatmeal raisin cookies, all the raisins in the world?
If only I could.
Well, you see, there's a limit to your power.
Well, I don't have raisin omniscience.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where all of the raisins are. And you can keep creating raisins, so it's not like...
Because you'd have to destroy all the grapes.
I would have to destroy all grapes, and I don't want to destroy all grapes, because I like grapes.
So this is like your one weakness we found. Every other jerk of the week, you've had some recourse, whether you ended up following through or not, on what, how you were going to punish your jerk. But this one is going to continue to elude you.
No.
And mock you with its continued existence.
There's where you're wrong. Because the jerk of the week is people who use raisins.
Okay.
What about raisin production plants? You could just go to the pusher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No. This is people who use raisins, not people who make raisins.
Well, yeah, but you should really go to the source.
I only have one jerk of the week, okay? And that jerk of the week is people who make raisin cookies.
So you don't like raisins in anything. You don't like Post Raisin Bran?
No.
You don't like bread pudding?
Bread suck.
Okay, what about cherry pecan bread, which has raisins in it?
What about cinnamon raisin bread?
Why would it have raisins in it? It's cherry pecan bread.
How about chicken with chutney lime sauce? Chutney lime sauce has raisins in it.
You can make it without raisins.
He has this encyclopedic knowledge of all the things with raisins.
Figless pudding.
Spotted dick.
You can take your nut balls, your spotted dicks, your cum breads, all that shit. You can eat it.
We could feed the raisins.
Cum bread.
We could feed the raisins to these ducks. Bread.
What was that?
We could feed the raisins to these ducks.
Yeah, but then you couldn't eat the duck because it'd have raisin in it.
Mm. Raisin duck.
It'd be like a duck with its own chutney inside.
Mm. I don't even like the California raisins.
Let me ask you a hypothetical question. If you were forced to eat one type of cereal, but your only options were Raisin Bran of today that has two scoops of raisins, or the Raisin Bran in the 60s that had one scoop of raisins, would you choose the lesser of two evils? Or would you starve to death?
What I would choose is to shoot a thermonuclear blast at the sun and then destroy the solar system.
Huh. I would have thought he would have went for the stale raisin bran, but...
well, he eats stale food all the time, as we've established, so it's not really a problem.
You guys are making me sad. I'm going to go pet these ducks.
These ducks are looking kind of sick.
They'll make me happy.
Well, I guess now it's time for...
Mailbag! It's a mailbag! Such a swell bag full of sick swag! Fucking sweet bag! It's a mailbag full of mailbags! The mail.
So, we dragged this down here on the bus, this bag of mail.
Yeah.
You got anything good there?
I found this one here. It's from Kimyowski Feltz. He's got really nice handwriting. It's like calligraphy. And it's so rare to get one of these handwritten.
Chmielowicz Felties?
Chmielowicz.
Yeah.
I think it's
Feltes. All right.
Chmielowicz Feltes.
Chameleon Falcon.
Well, you know, we love to hear from our fans all around the world, so go ahead and read it.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
July 21st, 2014. Oh, it's a recent letter. Ni hao, Mr. Revengerists. How to keep your girlfriend happy. Click here. Found that all my men were safe, but that they over with beaten butter. If you will have the smoke denser, and now and then, as he crawled, you locked up. Poirot shook his head. I do not. Beautiful crystals were to be found in abundance in any cement. They were joined together, and I cannot say. Passing me the letter and wandering into, he was many minutes older. There were many soldiers. Her profession and all it meant to her in the plant louse. Sent to the academy. His volume of more than we will be. Tell me the poem. I don't know what poem he's talking about, but, nose, strong, dark eyebrows, shading hard, glittering, the country of the Shah, the Persian lower classes particularly. Nay, sir, what I wish to know is about Adam Bede. Now concluded that it was some artist or amateur.
What a touching...
That was very poetic.
What a touching story.
That might be the most beautiful mail we've received so far.
Wow.
I'm a little misty, actually.
And what is the mystery of this Adam?
Bede?
He's a bit of a dandy.
Oh, yeah?
He's kind of, you know, old-timey English.
Well, he was clearly some artist or dandy. Amateur. Yeah. I don't know. Were we supposed to respond to this? Was there a question in there?
I don't think so, but he strongly suggests I think he wants information.
I think he was just trying to tell us how to keep our girlfriend happy.
It's to read that poem.
Oh, right. So if you read your girlfriend that, then she'll be happy.
Who is our girlfriend?
I think it's the Mammoth Princess of Space.
She's pretty much everyone's girlfriend.
No, I'm sorry. It's the alien cat queen.
Thank goodness.
Do we have any...
I didn't want to get back in that mess.
Do we have any mail that makes any kind of sense?
We have... Let's see what's in here. Rustling sounds.
Here, duck, duck. Come here!
Oh.
Hey, duck.
Does that duck have muscle arms? Is he muscle bound?
Nah, that's how ducks are.
Okay. I didn't know ducks had arms, but...
This duck is tackling a dog.
Ellie G. Royals of Washington, D.C. writes, Dear Revengerists, thank you for saving my life last week. I didn't know that being tackled while getting shoved out of the way of a rhinoceros attack was my particular fetish. But you have raised a great sexual awakening within my loins.
Hey, does that have a phone number on it?
Yeah.
Can I get that?
I guess.
Now all I need to do is find another rhinoceros.
Ba-dum-bum.
And now you know.
Breaking into the zoo later on tonight.
Ooh! 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 What? Read that one! Read that one!
This
read
one?
That one!
Right or
one
this
right
one?
Right there, right there, right there.
The
right
first
there.
One or this one?
Yeah!
The one that's covered in bacon.
Yeah!
Bacon.
That is a nice stamp.
It's like a bacon, yeah, envelope and stamp.
What's the name of a stamp collector?
Philatelist.
Philatelist. Are any of you guys a philatelist?
No.
No. Well.
I'll read it.
Hank Megapoodle of Box City Ut. Writes, Dear Revengerous, I'm a full-time genetics consultant, and I have been listening to your podcast for 16 seconds now.
Wait, is that it?
Yeah, there's nothing on the back here.
You gotta be kidding me. I thought there was...
I like that he used one of those Maxine cards, though. The old lady with the...
Oh, yeah, from the, like, shoebox.
What a fucking rip. I thought it was gonna be something great.
Once again, Commodore Bob was wrong.
You'd think that it would have taken him longer than 16 seconds to bother getting that little card.
It's cute. She's saying, most stress is caused by money, family, and family with no money. It's true.
Is that her dog with her?
Yeah, he's like looking over the table.
He's got jowls, too.
I don't know about this mail segment, you guys.
Hey, I think it's just fine. I mean, it's good to read every once in a while, right? That's what the educationers say.
Yeah, well, they would. They're biased.
Also, I mean, these people have clearly taken time to end up writing into us, not knowing that we were going to feature them on the podcast, so we might as well take advantage and embarrass them.
All right, right? Fair enough. We'll keep doing it. Dirkirsch, what's the address they can send these to?
You can email us at info@revengerous.com. That way it goes directly into our spam folder.
Well, I don't know how these people are finding us, but we'll continue to read these. Whatever we feel like it.
Yeah, there's mostly insane babblings of lunatics trying to get me to reveal my Templar secrets.
You know, I've decided to start sending my letters that I write to us. It's Gruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Hey, I guess we don't need to feed those ducks any bread anymore.
Oh yeah, hey now. Well, they found their own food source. This is like an invasive species though, right?
I didn't know ducks were carnivorous.
Nah, that one's eating up that tree.
Oh, okay. Look, he's eating it like a duck.
Those two ducks are beating their horns against each other.
Wait a minute, what? These don't look like ducks. What happened to the ducks we were feeding?
Hey, what was up with that bread that you had, man?
We said it was stale, but
this bread that's been in my pocket for a while.
What else is in your pocket?
Mostly just food products.
I mean, where have you been? What has your pocket been exposed to?
I mean, you know, the usual stuff down in the lab, gamma rays, DNA modification, Guinness, Sunny D.
Can I have some of that bread?
Are those the brown pants you had in the lab the other day?
These are the only pair of pants I have.
Remember the other day when we had the food of the god pellets?
Maybe?
Well, the other day, remember when we were testing out that new type of duck pellet that enhanced them for, you know, cooking?
Those are some good birds.
Yeah, I think I had too much fertilizer for that.
I'm pretty sure it was not enough magic was the issue.
You seriously want to get into this whole magic thing again?
I don't think these are going to fit in any shop window in Chinatown. They're taller than most of the buildings now.
They aren't goose.
Yeah, if they were goose, they would have teeth on not just their bills, but also their tongues. Goose are freaking.
They're terrifying.
These mutated ducks just have teeth on their bills and on their wings and above and below their eyes.
Oh man, that duck over there, that looks like the perfect duck to travel around on as my best friend. I'm gonna go talk to him.
Alright. Hey, Santa.
I'm thinking I'm got exactly what you wanna talk about. I think you wanna end up thinking on how we're gonna end up cooking these fuckers up.
Yeah,
right?
I'm thinking like mutated 50-foot duck larange.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get down with that.
Garlic pepper, lemon pepper.
I mean, we've got, like, a lot of duck meat, and it's kind of greasy.
It's really
I'm
greasy.
Thinking we do, like, at least some of it. We do, like, a Cajun duck.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the whole duck butt, which is the fattiest part, we're going to have to, like, get an equal amount of those little buns, those little Chinese buns. What are those called?
Right, yeah. The little, like, steam things.
Where are we going to get all those steam buns?
You don't want to just make Gus make them, or do you want to just order them out? Or
I mean, probably all of the above.
Another thing, I was watching Food Network once, and they ended up using a bunch of duck fat in order to make French fries with.
Oh my god.
So we need to end up making sure that we save a lot of the drippings and fat from this in order to also cook with.
I'm a step ahead of you. I know exactly which room of the compound is going to become the duck fat room.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
We'll just use the intern's bunks, right? We'll just fill it up probably knee high with duck fat.
Right.
And kick them out.
I mean, it's good because we have that fire hose right beside there, so we can just spray it all out real quick, get all the, like, chunks and people and shit out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we gotta clean it.
And then we can use the same hose to pump it into there.
Oh, so whenever we need some, we'll just turn on the hose.
Yeah.
You know, I have a brain silo that we could use to make, like, a giant duck press.
Extract essence of duck.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a gander over here.
Hey, what's your name? Yeah, you don't have a name because you're a mutated duck. Come here. Yeah, get over here. Yeah. Whoa, boy. Calm down. Whoa. Yeah. I'm going to name you Goose Howard. You're going to be my trusty steed. No, it's... Giddy up! Get up. Whoa!
You know, we could take these down to the lab and reverse engineer them into even better, improved ducks. Yeah. If we could just use some, like, magic powers to contain them.
Yeah, I could. But then again, I just happen to have a spring-loaded grappling hook that'll just swing around their necks and you've got control of them that way.
Yeah, but like, we could just be like, Anatolidae, Anisformes, Aves! And like, they'll do our bidding.
Huh, what do you know? They kind of stopped when we said that. Okay.
That's how we're going to get them back in the lab.
Can I use the grappling hook just to kind of bring them around the necks, you know, to carry two at a time?
Yeah, sure.
Alright.
When we cook them, can I eat the pectin? Pectin.
Just don't cook Goose Howard.
I mean, these are certainly some mighty ducks. And you know, with those pellets we've been developing, they could even be more energy efficient than the bears.
We do have those extra raisin muffins.
Yeah, you guys can, yeah, just put them in the mind control.
Well, no. We can end up using the muffins. We can end up grinding those up, and then we can use that for breading.
Oh, yeah.
The duck. Or stuff it, even better.
Well, think of, like, you know how you can make a turducken? Think of how many layers more you get out of this. Like, you could put a bear inside of one of these.
We can get a camel.
You put regular ducks in each hump of the camel, and we put the camel in one of these mutated ducks.
And since they're all different sizes, I'm sure you could put, like, two layers of duck, and then, like, a buffalo, and then another layer of duck.
Well, a lot of them flew away.
Whoa!
Like a parfait.
Whoa. I'm back. Hey, you know what I really like about Goose Howard? Not only is he my new best friend, but he's also a great mount. He can get me anywhere really fast. He can run super fast. He can fly. And what makes him better than Pegasus is that he's not a fucking horse. And he's a duck.
Yeah, ducks are just so much cleaner.
Also, Pegasus aren't real. Whereas mutated ducks are.
But ducks do shit every time they quack.
Pegasus.
Hey! Oh, shit. They called in the National Guard.
I am trying to kill Goose Howard. Hey, Goose Howard, you know what to do. Let's go. You don't mess with Dr. Tasty and Goose Howard and get away with it.
That was quick.
If it's a hurricane, it takes weeks, but if it's a duck attack.
Hey, guys, I dispatched the whole military that showed up, but there's probably going to be more.
Yeah, maybe we should get out of here before they turn this park into a crater.
Nah, and there's no reason that I know that, but...
We should take our duck
herd.
What do you call a duck herd?
Flock?
Flock?
Is it just a flock? That's boring.
Well, these aren't really, like, ducks anymore. These are, like, majestic beasts.
Majestic.
A brace. It's a brace of ducks. We'll take our brace of ducks and get out of here. But before we leave, hey, Santa, do you have a product to recommend them?
Of course I have a product to recommend people that I myself have never actually used or even actually had the need to use. However, if you go on to Spencer's Gifts online and then go on to what to wear for babies, you can end up getting a onesie that reads, "My mommy can kick your mommy's ass."
Nice.
So, yeah, it's great. So, I know that this is a quality onesie for a baby from 0 to 6 months old because I've never had a fucking reason to use one. But I can guarantee that it is the only one that you'll ever need. That's recommended by Santa himself. Go buy it.
Yeah, you can always go to therevengerists.com or therevengerists.wikia.com and check out all of the cool recommendations for stuff. Hey, I guess we'll just get on our battling of ducks here.
Giddy up, ducks!
You guys seem to have them pretty under control. That was pretty quick.
Well, it's such a nice day. I didn't want to ruin it by, like, you know,
Remember what we always tell them.
Get off my duck.
Get a cool duck mount for yourself.
If we can't save you, you duck.
You're a duck.
Get quack-a-lackin'. Too stupid for the Revengerists.